What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Now's the time to start planning for how you will set your practice apart or take that next step in your career. Join us in the iconic city of Las Vegas, Nevada for Vision Expo West, September 18th through the 21st. And as a special gift to our listeners, we're sharing our free registration link. Just head to http://visionexpolv2019.com/defocusmedia, and you'll be able to enter the conference and exhibit hall for free. Vision Expo West is the complete event for ophthalmic professionals, where eye care meets eyewear and education, fashion, and innovation mingle. Educate yourself and your staff with more than 300 hours of education and 23 specialty tracks to deliver improved patient care and grow your business. In the exhibit hall, you can shop more than 5,000 fashion and luxury brands for an unforgettable buying experience. Test drive the latest industry advances in medical and diagnostic equipment, contact lenses, solutions, and therapeutics. What we love most about Vision Expo here at Defocus is the chance to expand your knowledge and your career by engaging in essential learning and networking that extends past the classroom and onto the show floor and beyond. This year's educational and networking highlights include Opticon at Vision Expo, which will offer a comprehensive package that includes up to 15 hours of education, exhibit hall access, and more. New educational focuses, including a myopia track, leadership forum, and interactive workshops. And the exhibit hall destination, The Bridge, will make its debut at Vision Expo West with a full schedule of events. This is the central place to be learning, networking, and socializing with other eye care enthusiasts. And let's not forget the parties. Attendees can experience the glamour of Las Vegas and connect with members of the Vision community from across the world at the annual ODs on Facebook party and the Vision Expo opening night party. Stay tuned to Defocus Media for more exciting announcements, and don't forget to register today for free at http://visionexpolv2019.com/defocusmedia. Hello and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast, and we are gearing up for Vision Expo West. It's never too soon to start planning because September is going to be here before you know it. And as part of our feature of Vision Expo West and their educational tracks, we've got a great opportunity to learn from one of the very best today. Please welcome to the show our guest, Trudy Cheris.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Trudy, you have such a huge following in the industry. Whenever I think of social media marketing and marketing as a whole, when it comes to eye care providers, your name's always the first to come up. So how did you get into the industry and marketing specifically?
Yeah, it's actually a great story. I've been in the industry for a long time. I literally grew up in the industry. My dad was an optician who owned an optical store, who talked his daughter into, you know, working part-time during high school, and I just fell in love with the industry. And I've been really lucky. I've worked in almost every sector of the industry. So I started my career in retail optical, like a lot of people do, and worked as an optician. I'm a licensed optician, and I ended up going back to university and getting my HR degree and working as a corporate trainer and developing training programs for that retail chain for quite a few years. And then that chain actually ended up selling and becoming, you know, a corporate chain. And I ended up leaving and going into wholesale sales. So I worked for Bausch & Lomb for a few years in vision care sales. And then I did a stint at Optos working in clinical sales. So I got a really good experience of working in retail, working in wholesale, working in, you know, the clinical end of the business, and then decided in 2008 to start my own training and consulting business. So started that business, landed a big contract with a buying group, and started developing all of their training and events and business training, helping optometry practices really understand how they could better compete. During that time, I also ended up becoming the VP of training and marketing for that buying group. And that's kind of my foray into the marketing end of it. Really saw such opportunity to help optometrists with their marketing initiatives and really learn how to better compete digitally, and ended up starting a full service digital marketing agency dedicated to helping optometrists. And that was 4 years ago. So that's a little bit of my background.
So marketing for ECPs, that's the name of the company you started 4 years ago.
Right.
What do you guys, what services do you offer?
Yeah, so we're full service digital company. So obviously we concentrate on digital marketing, although we do help, you know, optometrists a little bit with their traditional, it's really focused digital because that's where the results are these days in marketing. So we build practice websites. We help them with SEO, which is search engine optimization strategies, helping them rank higher when somebody's searching on Google. We help them with their social media as far as planning, you know, what to post, giving them posts to work with. And then one of the big things that we really help them with is digital advertising. And, you know, that is digital advertising, ads on Google, ads on Facebook, ads on Instagram and YouTube, and really helping to drive back to their website. We also do a few things like email marketing and text marketing. So almost anything digital marketing, that's what we do.
I think I love your rundown because I think so many people hear the words digital marketing and they're like, oh, social media. But it's such a wide category. There's so many things on there that you have to be good at. And as optometrists, we're just not getting that kind of training or education.
It's so true. You know, we spend a lot of time on the circuit teaching about digital marketing. Obviously, we're going to talk about that today because we're at Vision Expo doing some training. But we spend a lot of time at different, you know, conferences and events and online teaching optometrists about what they need to do to compete, because you're right. When I start talking about digital marketing, the first thing that they end up thinking I'm talking about is social media or even just their website, when it's just, it's so much more than that these days.
In just 4 years' time, I know your company has had major success. Can you share a little bit about how many doctors you're working with around the country?
Yeah, so we're not your typical agency. We built a very different digital marketing agency that, you know, was about building a robust marketing strategy versus, you know, the typical templated websites that everybody has. We really wanted to build a program for optometrists that, you know, help them with a robust conversion-based website that Google loves. We work very, very closely with Google. And then a strategy to get people to the website, which happens with your social media, your digital advertising, your SEO strategies. And there was really no company that had been putting it all together in a program. And that's what we really developed. So we're not somebody who's working with thousands of doctors. We're working with over 100 practices in North America, really honing in on their marketing strategies every month. So a majority of those doctors come on and they stay with us. They're on a monthly retainer because they're seeing the results versus just getting a website and they're out.
To me, it's shocking that you're able to get hundreds, because what you guys are doing is making a completely unique, customized marketing strategy for that business. And if you're doing the same thing for everybody, sure, you can be doing thousands of doctors, but to be telling the story of an optometrist in hundreds of different unique creative ways is so impressive.
Yeah, it is. And it's very exciting because I knew it could work. I'd seen it working in other industries and nobody was really doing it in optometry. And, you know, when we took it on, I partnered with, you know, somebody who already knew the digital marketing world, was already doing this and having success in a different industry. And then we started a full new company concentrating on optometry. And it's so exciting to see what happens, because it works. When you do digital marketing right, it literally gets results. And it makes the phone ring and it makes the online appointments happen. And it makes people walk into these practices asking for products that they're seeing advertised. And it's pretty exciting when you can see those results happen.
As part of your training that you go around offering, whether it's online or at conferences like Vision Expo, of course, I mean, I'm sure part of that research is seeing what a lot of doctors are doing wrong. So can you share some of the biggest mistakes you see out there?
Yeah, there's definitely some mistakes. And, you know, I'll highlight a few that I see every day. But, you know, a lot of it's because they don't know. right? Some of it, maybe they do know and they're still doing it for various reasons. But, you know, sometimes I think it's just that, you know, they don't have maybe the marketing business training to understand, you know, what they need to invest or where they need to invest. And so that's part of the, you know, the education that we're out there doing is helping them understand, spend this, get this, you know, it can literally equal a return on your investment. So I would say the number one mistake, and this is, and this just reverts back into what would be my number one tip, is budget more money. Most of them don't budget enough dollars towards marketing. You know, Jennifer, I see it every day, is I see practices spend $500,000 on a beautiful practice. I see them, you know, spend $100,000 on a piece of equipment, and they won't spend $1,000 a month on marketing when they need that marketing in order to drive patients to pay for the practice and the technology that they just spent money on. So number one mistake is not budgeting enough and hoping, you know, or not realizing that it's an investment. It's not an expense. So marketing done right should actually make you money. Probably second biggest mistake is not investing in online marketing. You know, right now, I see it every day and I see the stats. Probably in North America, only 25% of independent optometrists are investing in online marketing. That means 75% of them are not. They have an old, outdated website. They've never done a Google AdWords. They've never really done much, even on their Facebook page. So they're not investing at all. And yet, if you're not building this online presence, you've got a lot of catching up to do, because your online is not going away. In fact, you need to like double time now and really truly build your online presence, because that is where all your patients are and are going to be. You know, another thing I see is optometrists not getting expert help. A lot of them try to do it themselves. And I know, I'm a business owner, I get it. You know, you're trying to cut costs, you're trying to save money. You're like, I can figure out how to post an ad on Facebook. But the problem is that then they tell me, yeah, I tried posting an ad on Facebook, but it didn't work. And I tell them, listen, let me show you, you know, how to put an ad on Facebook, how to target properly, how to budget properly on Facebook, and then track the results and show you what an ad done well can really do for you. So I would say those are kind of the top three marketing mistakes that I see.
So the doctors that are participating are getting much cheaper advertising space on things like Google AdWords or Facebook ads, where it's pay to play. So until everybody else figures it out, I mean, this is a great time to dive in for optometrists, because it's cheaper in optometry to advertise on these platforms that you're bidding for the AdWords.
Well, and a couple other notes on what you just said. So first off, yes, only about 25% of independents are utilizing. But let me tell you, the big businesses, the chains, the mass merchandisers, the big groups, they are taking over the online. So they show up. So if I'm searching, let's say I'm a consumer and I'm searching Eye Doctor San Diego, and what am I seeing come up? I'll tell you right now, it's the big chains. And if they're showing up and you're an independent in San Diego, there's a good chance you're going to lose your business to them, because a lot of times who shows up first is really who's winning the patient. And the patient doesn't really know the difference between, you know, going to a chain for an eye exam or going to, you know, an optometry practice for an eye exam.
You're so right. And, you know, less than 8% of people go to the second page of Google search engine returns. So,
and it's getting worse. Like, we tell people all the time that, yes, you have to invest in digital marketing to show up. It is become a pay-to-play model. But there are ways that you can show up. And they're like, well, how do I compete with, you know, the marketing budgets of these big conglomerates? And I'm like, you can. We see it every day. And In some cases, some of the keywords are really expensive now, but we do this every day. We have a team that does nothing but work on ads and really the bidding and the keywords and getting that cost per lead effective. But the thing is that we can compete and make practices show up really high. So don't be afraid to spend money on digital marketing. The other thing about digital marketing is it's changing fast. So, you know, what is working right now is different from what was working 6 months ago. So it is changing. It's another reason why people need expert help, because they're working with companies like Google and Facebook to ensure that they are doing the latest trends in marketing that are working.
Well, luckily, they have you to get some expert advice on this coming up at Vision Expo West in September. You're actually hosting 3 workshops with marketing for ECPs, and I'd really love to go through each one. First one up, make Instagram rock for your eye care business. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to cover in that course.
Yeah. Well, first off, I'll just backtrack a little bit and tell you that we're really excited to partner with Vision Expo and bring kind of a marketing day, marketing track to the Vision Expo education series. We're doing it the day before Vision Expo starts, so the Wednesday, September 18th. And it literally runs all day. So what people can do is take advantage. There's 4 workshops. We're doing 3 of them. You can literally take advantage of one if there's a particular, you know, topic you're interested in, or you can go to the full day, which is obviously what we recommend. The whole day has, you know, different tips and trends and topics and content designed to really help you go back and compete in your practice. So yeah, let's dive in and chat a little bit about it. So the first workshop, and every workshop is 2 hours, and the first one's all about Instagram. And what's kind of different about this, you know, we've got Sarah and Jill training the Instagram workshop. They're both experts in Instagram. You know, Sarah was the social media strategist for the Calgary Flames, and that's all she did was develop social media strategies for a hockey team. So she knows all about Instagram. And they put together a workshop that not just, you know, gives you the basics of Instagram. It really is honed in on what to do for, you know, an eye care practice. And you're going to learn everything from how do you come up with a strategy, you know, so you're not just trying to post willy-nilly, that you've really got, you know, an actual strategy that is going to get you some engagement and going to get you followers and likes, because a lot of people are just posting to post. And then she's going to talk a lot about, you know, taking good images, you know, uploading video, how to take video, where to find video, what apps are working good to utilize to help you with your social media and Instagram efforts. And then they're literally going to do, once they finish the lecture, they're literally going to do some breakout hands-on sessions where you actually get to test and try things. So when you go back to your practice, it's easy to implement. So, you know, for example, they're going to be doing in one area how to take photos of frames. So you've probably seen it on Instagram. One of the things that we see all the time is people trying to take a good image of a frame because they've got some new product in, which is a great thing to post on Instagram. But if you don't take good pictures, it's almost better not to post. So she's going to be talking about, you know, lighting boxes and literally showing people exactly how to take a great picture, and then different angles and lighting and, you know, different things they can do with frames and sunglasses to really make them pop when they post them on Instagram. And then in another area, they're going to talk about video, you know, how, and they're going to talk about Instagram stories and then building, you know, a month plan of things to post on Instagram. So this workshop, you're literally going to walk away with everything you need to do Instagram well.
That is very, very exciting and very thorough. So, I mean, I can't wait to learn more about this. Is a platform that we use primarily with Defocus Media, and you guys are definitely hitting on all the stuff that we're constantly researching too. So that's fantastic.
Awesome.
One of the things that we're not as adept at Defocus Media, and I've always loved picking your brain on this one, is your next workshop, which is building an online presence through powerful digital marketing strategy. And I know that's going to cover everything from website design to Google Ads. Let's talk a little bit about what doctors are going to get out of this course.
Yeah, well, this is one that I'm training, and I know you've heard me speak before, Jennifer, so you have a little bit of inside info on what I'm going to talk about, but I talk about digital marketing all the time. I'm always out speaking about it. And what I love about this course and when we're out talking is really being able to have the time to show people what's happening online and why their business needs to compete. You know, one of the stats I always throw out is that there is 104 million online searches right now every single month on Google. And they're all eye care related, 104 million eye care related searches. And the thing is, so consumers and almost all consumers are in there typing something when they're looking for an eye care provider. And this whole workshop is like, how do I teach you what exactly you need to do to compete? It starts immediately and with the foundation of a great website. So I tell everybody, you know, don't do a bunch of digital marketing and drive people to a bad website or an outdated website, because you're really just throwing money out the door. You need to have an amazing website that is, you know, reflective of your practice, that really hones in on what you want people to get. Maybe you're high-end, you know, fashion forward practice. Maybe you're all about medical and technology, and that's what your website really needs to show. We talk about what makes a website great and how does it act like a salesperson for you. And then once we finish teaching you about what you need to do with your website, we really talk about how do you get people to it. It's kind of like you can build a practice, but you still got to get people in the door. So we want to drive people to this website. And this is where we really start to get into that digital marketing. So we talk first and foremost about, you know, when somebody is searching for an eye care provider on Google, how does Google decide to show these different, you know, websites? And so we talk about SEO, we talk about, you know, what's happening on Google currently with ads, the Google Maps, the organic listings, and how you can get your practice to show up in what we call the three packs, so all three. And that starts with, you know, us starting to move into the digital marketing. And this is where I often lose optometrists, because what I hear is, you know, I'll ask an audience of 100 optometrists, how many of you are doing Google AdWords? And on average, what do you think I get, Jennifer? How many put their hand up?
Oh, I imagine it's definitely under 10.
It is. It's like 5 out of 100. And so I always find, you know, this is where I've got to kind of slow down a little bit and really get them to understand why Google AdWords can be a game changer for them. And once somebody's built their website, I immediately tell them the next thing they should consider doing is Google AdWords, because it is the biggest patient lead generation tool. So like number one, when somebody is searching for an eye care provider, so let's go back to, they've typed in Eye Doctor San Diego, then the number one thing that happens is the ads pop up. And so we want to make them show up in those ads, and that's Google AdWords. And there is a science behind how to show up in those ads. And it's not running 10 ads, which is, you know, the typical what an optometrist will tend to do if they're trying to do it themselves. They actually only put in a couple keywords like optometrist and optometry and eye doctor. They don't put in all the keywords and phrases that somebody could be potentially typing into Google to search for their business. And what we end up doing is we help them understand that they need to put in 100 ads or 600 ads in order to truly compete and put the right budget behind it. So that's a little bit about Google AdWords. And then we get into talking about Google Display, which again is foreign to people, except you've all experienced it. So Google Display is banner ads that follow people around. So for example, you have searched for a new fridge and you found a website about fridges and then you stayed on it for a few minutes, but you left. And now all of a sudden, as you're searching the internet, you see ads about fridges pop up. That's Google Display. And it's very powerful and actually very economical to use Google Display. It is not necessarily targeting people who have immediately been in search for an optometrist, but it only targets people that you have put in your geography. So that's a cool thing about Google is you can do some pretty amazing geo-targeting. So you're not going outside your potential zone, and therefore you're getting really qualified patients clicking on those ads. And then kind of last is we really get into the social media marketing, you know, ads on Facebook, ads on YouTube. And then finally kind of, you know, wrapping it up with some other marketing like email marketing and text marketing. And then how do you bring it all together and how do you make it into a program that can work for you? And again, you know, this is the same thing as the Instagram workshop. We're doing a lecture, but then we're breaking out and really walking them through some hands-on. So we're not just going to show you how to set up a Google AdWords account. We're going to have a hands-on station where you can literally go set one up with one of our experts.
Let's talk about your third workshop titled very effectively, The Power of Video and Blogging for Eye Care Businesses. Because the truth is video and blogs, while they're time consuming to produce and many doctors seem to like want to avoid that. Creating a post seems like it'll take a lot less time than making a video, right? But those are powerful tools for driving search engine optimization.
This is a super new course to us and we're really excited about it because video and blogging are going to be the future of marketing and the future of digital marketing. So video is highly taking over static ads and static marketing. We're showing over and over again when we do A/B testing and we have a video ad and we have a photo ad, the video, you know, highly outperforms the photo ad or text ad, gets better engagement, gets better views, and in the long run gets better conversion so that people are actually clicking on it. And it's really becoming kind of that age of content, and the internet loves content, Google loves content. If I concentrate on blogging just for a minute and why blogging is so important is Google loves to rank websites that are based on expertise. And this is the one way that optometrists can really, one, show their expertise by writing blogs. And most of them, you know, it's like, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to write on. I don't know how to write. I'm not a writer. Or it's time consuming. And what we really wanted to showcase as far as blogging is number one, what can blogging do for your website? It can literally skyrocket search engine optimization and make you rank higher when somebody is searching you because Google wants to show somebody an expert and they're looking at content on websites and they're looking at activity on websites. And the other thing we're going to do with the blogging, which I think will be really cool, is we're going to show them how easy it is to write a blog. So once you learn tips and tricks, I do a lot of writing for magazines. And until I actually learned the tips and tricks of writing an article fast and, you know, how to set up a bit of an even template of writing. And then once I learned it, I could write an article in an hour. And that's what we really want to show people is you already have the knowledge And what we need to do is give you the way to get that knowledge into a blog. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to get into the video. So what's cool about the video is we're not just going to train about why use video and how to use video. We're literally going to take some video. So when we get to the hands-on section of this workshop, we are going to practice taking video. We're going to talk about doing staged videos, so writing a script, setting it up, and then, you know, having a doctor get on, talk maybe about medical niche like dry eye and how you can put together a medical video like that. And then we're going to teach them, how do you edit that? How do you upload it? You know, how do you add your logos and graphics to it? And then we're also going to teach people, you know, the value of, because when I talk about video, people automatically think they have to take video. And we want to teach them too that there's a lot of stock video out there that is great video that they can use in a number of different ways to grow their business. They can customize these stock videos by putting their intros and graphics or text on stock video. We're going to teach them how to do it. We're going to show them different technology they can use, not only to edit and upload video, but to find, you know, really good video and really good examples. We're also going to teach them how to build a YouTube channel for their business that they can continue to add to.
The amount of information that you guys are going to cover in these workshops is just phenomenal. And I know this is a topic that needs a very broad-based education platform because there's just so much to digital marketing, as we've been talking about on the show. But to all our listeners out there, Vision Expo West, September 18th to the 21st, this is really a can't miss opportunity to go deep into the world of digital marketing and figure out what you can take on. And if you learn things that you're like, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to make this work, kind of understanding how you might need to outsource that.
Yeah. You know, and try to allot enough time to spend the day with us. Like, I can't stress that enough, that every one of these workshops has really different strategies and content that you're going to get so much out of the full day. Is if at all possible, you know, come in early, spend the whole day with us, and sign up for all four workshops.
Well, in addition to Vision Expo West, you actually are also doing that iInnovate conference in November. It'll be its second time being held. Tell us a little bit about the iInnovate event.
Yeah. Well, these workshops are really born from the iInnovate conference that we held. So we held the first conference last year. iInnovate is a very unique kind of marketing and growth conference, unlike anything else in the industry. I really had this vision of putting on something where it was more typical of a marketing conference that you would go to, where you would see headliners like Google and Microsoft and more, you know, marketing and innovators talking about what you needed to do to compete. And that's really what we did, is we put together this type of conference, but you know, all focused in eye care. So we have headliners, Google, YouTube, Shopify, as well as industry experts, including yourself and Dr. Glover, as well as other optometry influencers and innovators in the industry. And, you know, what this conference really is about, it's about teaching practices what they need to do to compete and win in today's competitive world. We're hosting it November 2nd and 3rd in Redwood City, California, which is just outside of San Francisco. It's in conjunction this year with Perk's regional event, and it's got early bird pricing on right now. So if you're interested in learning more, you want to see the lineup of speakers that are going to be there, and we've got a few we're working on too, so I can't give too much away right now, but there's a few kind of exciting announcements maybe coming soon as we get some of them signed. But if you want to find out more, go to iInnovate2019.com.
We're really excited to join you both in Vegas and in California. So got so much to learn from each other. And we love being there with all of you guys, helping you along the way on your journeys. There's nothing that Daryl and I find more rewarding than to be at a conference talking about social media marketing and then getting emails afterwards like, can you help me with this? Or what would you suggest for this from doctors in their practices? So excited to be out there with you to help people. Because the whole point of all this is making sure the public knows what we do as optometrists.
Right.
That's the best way for us to get the word out about the importance of ocular health. It's the best way for us to compete against misinformation from online competitors. So we've got to be out there marketing strongly if we want to compete with marketing messages that aren't coming from eye doctors.
It's true, isn't it? You know, I look back at all my years in the eye care industry, and if I would say there's anything that we have not been good at as eye care professionals, it has been about talking about what we do and really ensuring that the consumer knows how important it is to get an eye health exam, an ocular health exam. You know, really understanding, like I, even just as an optician, I always go back to, you know, we know why it's important to take a PD and what can happen if it's not done right, yet we never talk about it. And it's so important for us to change up the fact that educating the consumer has never been more important. And it doesn't just have to be in the exam lane, in the office. It can be socially, it can be digitally, that we can really start to voice why consumers need to see, you know, an optometrist in their practice.
Trudy, would you mind sharing a great way if someone's listening to the show and wants to learn more? Where can they find you on social media?
We're like huge on social media. Well, I'm a LinkedIn queen. So number one, I'm on LinkedIn and I love to connect with people there. I find LinkedIn is the professional Facebook. But, you know, as far as marketing for ECPs, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, which we're huge on, and Twitter as well. So, but you can find any of us, and our tagline is always for ECPs.
Thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to seeing you at Vision Expo West.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast, and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.